This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Often referred to as miracle drugs, the ads for these new medications are almost inescapable.
I am ready to be cured.
Harvoni is proven to cure up to 99% of patients.
But the newer meds don't come cheap.
Prime example of that is hepatitis C, where we have about 70,000 individuals in our state. Only 320 of those individuals got drug treatment last year. If we were to treat everyone, which is I believe we should, it would cost us $760 million.
Louisiana Health Secretary Dr. Rebecca Gee has been serving on a national panel looking for ways to encourage medical research while making the treatments resulting from that research affordable to those who need them.
I think we are reaching a national tipping point. The public are getting tired of this, and it is time for a rational discussion about how to continue innovations in the research enterprise, but also how do we get more fair shake for the Americans who need drugs and for states who have to pay for them.
Other countries with national health care plans negotiate prices with pharmaceutical manufacturers.
Basically, in the U.S., which is different from other countries, companies are able to price at whatever the market can bear. So you want to charge $90,000 for Hep C treatment, charge $90,000. Their incentive is maximize profit.
One company made $26 billion in profits from its Hep C treatment last year. But Gee says Louisiana can't afford that cure until folks have developed full-blown cirrhosis.
Why does the company have to make so much money every year? Surely there's a way for drug companies to still make money, and a lot of it, but also for us to not have individuals suffer and die needlessly because of the prices being too high.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.